I'm Katrina Badger, Program Officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
To start off, tell me a little bit about this study. Has it been done before, or was this one of the first of its kind?
That I know of, this is the first of its kind. It's the first that we've pulled off as a partnership between the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the Harvard Chan School of Public Health, and NPR, specifically on rural life and health issues.
Why was it something that you wanted to do?
In light of national conversations having such a focus on rural challenges and struggles, we thought it was important to really hear from people living in rural America across the country about their perspectives of rural life issues across the spectrum, particularly this time with a focus on economic advancement and health-related issues.
What were some of the results from the study?
So at a high level, the results really lifted up the individual experiences of life in rural America. And I would say at a in general, while the survey finds that rural Americans are identifying drug addiction and economic concerns as two of the biggest problems facing their local communities, it also found that people living in rural places share a strong sense of community and are largely optimistic about new job opportunities, but speak to the strength of the reasons why they love and choose to live in rural places being around social connectedness and strong family and community ties.
Do you think overall the results were positive?
It's hard for me to say if they were overall positive or overall negative. I think they tell a true and more nuanced story of rural life than we generally get in the national conversation. I think, importantly, the findings really demonstrate that there is no single experience of rural or one single mindset. And so the diversity of perspective that we got through this poll represented the diversity of rural America, and life plays out differently in different places, but also differently across the age spectrum. So even mindsets between younger folks versus older generations stood out as being different. So I really think there's a balance between, you know, particularly drug addiction and the local economies certainly are big challenges, but I think the values and things that people really cherish about living in rural places is a strong strength. And we know that social connectedness is tied in the research to better health and well-being. And so there's a lot of hope, too. And there were also strong self-reporting on how actively engaged people are in creating the solutions in their own communities.
And you mentioned there's kind of a difference in answers for younger adults as well as older people. What were some of those differences?
Younger people are more optimistic than their older counterparts in rural America. Particularly, they're more likely to think that the number of good jobs has increased in the past 5 years than older respondents. Young people are also nearly twice as likely to say that their personal finances have improved in the past 5 years, and they're more likely to be involved in solving problems in their communities than older respondents.
Overall, what do you think that the study shows about rural America compared to the national conversation?
I think overall, what the study shows is the variation in experience of life that, you know, that everybody has, and that to talk about rural as a monolithic place or experience doesn't do justice to understanding the realities of lives and communities across the country. And I think the other thing that it really points to is the joy and ownership that folks take in their lives and their communities' lives, in addition to certainly seeing the need for external support in improving, folks are also taking action themselves. And so the importance of, I think, people both looking to this poll for ideas about the top kind of areas of concern or critical areas for investment that people identified, but also then the opportunity for folks as they want to take on these issues to remember to keep connecting back to people living in these places for identification of both solutions and priorities and solutions.
Anything we did not touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
It's a little bit of that last point, but really just to emphasize that we hope that this will be an opportunity for folks to be inspired to take action in a way that builds on those areas that are of greatest priority to folks living in rural places.